Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of August 30th to September the 3rd. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and as such, has his finger on the pulse, has his thumb on the the people that come up with all this information. He's there. He's on it. He's at it. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, and believe it or not, they're connected. And that's really inspiring, Michael. Congratulations.
I love connecting them dots.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
So let's do it. The dot, dot, dot.
Should we connect a few dots here? Okay.
Please.
Number 10. Social media bias and influence, along with the Jeopardy story. Jeopardy fired Mike Richards from his job as the executive producer. Poor guy is smacked into the wall of political correctness. And number 9, the
I'm not
Elijah
sure he was that great a guy to begin with.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, to be a game show host, you have to be, you know, a holy man.
Right.
I mean, think about it. It's a game show.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Jeopardy like it's, you know, the new Pope. It's a game show.
Look at all the attention it's gotten.
But I mean, think about how political correctness. I mean, I don't know, Mike Richards. You know, he was like a shock jock at one time. He made a few podcasts. He said some nasty things in the spirit of being a bad boy and a rogue, which happens in media.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know, his indiscretions in the workplace. I mean, now things are coming out. But what I find amusing is how the producers and public relations people behind the game Jeopardy have somehow created the illusion that Alex Trebek, you know, may he rest in peace, was some type of a holy man.
Mm-hmm.
that right. You know, who can fill his shoes? You know what I'm saying? And it's just,
yeah.
It's a game show. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Elijah McClain.
You know what it does? It speaks to our perspective on things and how everything is so distorted and warped. And
yes.
Part of that happens, I think, because of discussions on some of the stations with some of the hosts that we talk about here on this program. There's distortion. It's hard to know what's real and what isn't anymore. You're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but you do. You put it into you've put it into a category as if it was one of the most important things, life and death. It's not a life and death issue. It's a TV game show.
It's a game show.
Alex was a swell guy, and he did a great job.
He was a great game show host.
Yeah.
You know, they hired Alex Trebek a year or two ago to moderate a serious debate in Canada about a local issue in the media there, because he's a Canadian.
And yeah.
he made a joke. He made some kind of a flippant joke during it, and it triggered a controversy. How could the moderator of a debate take this so lightly? And he said, I'm a game show host. You know, if you hire a game show host to moderate a debate, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. You know, he knew. He knew. The whole Jeopardy thing is a fascinating exercise in public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And as to whether or not they blew it with the, you know, the debacle of, you know, the replacement of Alex Trebek and all of the parade of people and the LeVar Burton thing.
Well, they built up expectations, and that's what, you know, so they've tripped on their own you-know-what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, should we do number 9?
Why not? Let's keep going.
The Elijah McClain.
You-know-what. Go ahead.
Yeah, go back to number 10. I could talk about that all day. I find Jeopardy fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a microcosm of everything that in our society. You know? Crazy stuff.
What do you find? The question is, what do you find to be a microcosm of our society? And the answer, Michael, is?
What is Jeopardy?
And
that's the first time in all the years I've been watching Jeopardy, and I'm a big Jeopardy fan,
right,
that I've actually answered it with a question. I would lose because I would forget to go, what is? I've always found that to be an annoying part of the show. Why do they have to have that cockamamie question-answer thing? What's that about?
What a great expression, cockamamie.
Yeah. I'm so tired of this.
All right, I know.
That guy, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The big star, the greatest game show. I feel like I'm pulling a Biden here.
The greatest game show host of all time?
The greatest game show contestant of all, Ken Jennings. He's the first celebrity fill-in host, and every time he would finish, thank you, Alex. Like, thank you, Alex.
Well, I think
like
they Alex still, was, in the credits of the program, they still they pay tribute in memory. I think it says, there's a slide that says, in memory of Alex Trebek.
Yes, you know, which is fine. I take nothing. I don't want to deny Alex Trebek any of the great credit he deserves. I'm just simply pointing out that it's a game show, and Alex Trebek was a very, very slick, very polished, very smart game show host. We don't know sometimes the difference between a game show host and a religious figure or a politician or somebody appointed to a position of, you know, running a hospital. I mean, it's just what you said before. There's tremendous distortion.
Well,
enough said.
Could that be said?
I keep trying to move on, but this is interesting.
I'll carry it one step further. Might we have that attitude toward a lot of the people who have become godlike who are talk radio hosts? I mean, look at the attention paid to Rush Limbaugh. And maybe that's, you look at some of these other people.
But Rush Limbaugh Rush Limbaugh was involved in influencing public policy and public opinion about important things.
Mm-hmm.
Game show hosts, I mean, they're judged on how smooth they are, if they don't flub, if they seem credible, and if occasionally, with Jeopardy, which is a real tightrope, hosting Jeopardy is difficult because you've got to be smooth, but, you know, heaven forbid you step on the show or you try to step out as the star of the show, you're going to get in trouble. And Trebek just walked that line very, very carefully. It's very difficult, very difficult role. When you make something bigger and more important than it really is.
Sure. And Merv Griffin, whose idea these shows were, was a genius.
Yes.
One of the smartest people to ever be involved in the entertainment business with the creation of both those shows at the same time, 30-some-odd years ago. And because of those things, never mind everything else that he did, he became a billionaire.
Well,
he
was a talent. He was a great talent. He was a talk show host.
Yeah.
And he was a great creator of original ideas for programming.
He was.
And he was a brilliant businessman, all in one pack.
I sat next to him. He invited me to a Christmas party, or I was seeing somebody at the time, so I went to a Christmas party that he had. I'm trying to remember when it would have been, in the, like, 96, 97, somewhere in there. And his best friend in life was the actor who was, I can picture him now, I'm trying to come up with his name, Italian name, great character actor. And he sat on one side of him, and I sat on the other side of him. And it was just I didn't really contribute much to the conversation. He wanted to know how long I've been in talk radio, and what did I talk about, and yada, yada, yada. But he came across, he was the king of the room, and yet he was not trying to, you know, he wasn't trying to foster that. It was his party, but it was everybody's party. You know what I mean? He was that kind of a guy.
He can cry if he wants to.
Look, we spent 10 minutes talking about
you. We just slipped on a banana peel. We may as well go home.
Excuse me.
Why don't you take a break, and then we'll come back and get the show back on the road.
Okay, we'll do that. Back on the road again, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 9:15.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep. Free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, who are responsible for losing tons and tons and tons and probably hundreds of tons of pounds. People that get on the Calitrin program lose weight and keep it off. Check it out for yourself at toploss.com. You want to lose weight and keep it off? Toploss.com. When you buy the product, check out using the discount code DJV. For the best values, the BOGO deals that they have, especially over this Labor Day weekend, super sales. Calitrin takes the natural approach to losing weight and keeping it off and does it so successfully. All right, so we haven't gotten through the list yet. Why don't we go back?
See, I mean, we get through the list at least. Let's talk about Mike Richards more. Why don't we bring him on this show? Call it the DJVM show.
Okay, I'll remember. Okay. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
So at number nine, we have the Elijah McClain case, and that ties with race relations and police reform. And the California recall is at eight. At seven, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia. At six, we have the economy, supply chain issues, inflation, fears, and the infrastructure. At five, we have Texas abortion and gun laws, and that's tied with immigration reform. At number four, we have January 6th committee and Trump election fraud claims. He's still running around saying he won the election, but with friends like Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell, who needs enemies. At number three, climate change, Hurricane Ida, and wildfires. Terrible, terrible, terrible things happened in both Louisiana and the Northeast. Yep. At number two, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and madness. And at number one, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And if you want me to go on with the people we can.
The people list we'll do in a couple of moments. The top 10 people list charts presented and prepared by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Also find them on our social media and at DJVShow.com. It's 21 after the hour. We'll continue. And I actually want to dig around in some media ownership stuff when it comes to talk radio. That's next.
To Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts presented every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine. You find the charts listed, as I said, at talkers.com, along with lots of other things, news and information about what's going on among us in the talk radio world. We have not done the people list because, Michael, you've gone off onto a tangent. And,
no.
Yes.
I was undisciplined.
Yes, very.
You know who number 10 is?
Yes, I do.
Mike Richards. Want to talk about him?
I think we've had enough of him.
Okay. And number 9. Well, I'll tell you, he's very interesting.
I know we've had enough of this guy, frankly.
Gavin Newsom?
Oh, my God, what a baloney. He's a gabunga.
Don't be so sure.
How am I so sure?
Don't be so sure. Gavin Newsom has a lot of things going for him, as well as things that you can take shots at. And, of course, Larry Elder is tied with Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
And
in more ways than one, it would appear, according to the polls. Anyway.
Very interesting. Actually, what's happening now is the Democrats are alarmed that Larry Elder might actually win. So it's galvanizing them, and the polls are indicating that tons of Democrats are going to turn out and vote no on the recall, which invalidates whether Larry Elder is the first, second, or third of the alternate candidates. There's 46
and then
people.
Someone who is clever will say that the Democrats were racists because they voted against a black man.
A lot of people think Larry Elder is a racist.
Oh, yeah, because they do. Because he doesn't play along with the company script.
Yeah. Larry Elder is a fascinating, complex individual. I uncovered a podcast that I did with him about a year and a half ago, before we had an inkling that, or he even had an inkling, at least publicly, that he'd be running for high office. And it's fascinating. I'm going to be playing it on a lot of our shows. I'll share some of it with you in the coming weeks if his candidacy turns into something more than just a flash in the pan. Let's go to number 8. Joe Rogan, the famous podcaster and comedian and sports announcer and kind of an interesting character.
Unfunny. I don't think he's funny at all.
I don't follow Joe Rogan that much other than knowing what his career's about, but he has COVID-19, but he seems okay.
Right.
Liz Cheney is at number 7. She became the co-chair of the January 6th committee.
Yeah. I like her.
So She's certainly.
I didn't like her father, but I kind of like her because she's got some starch, and she's standing up to the people who would otherwise want to push her around, and I like that. Not only a woman, but I like it in anybody. But you look at some of the stuff. By the way, the January 6th, they still show the picture of that guy with makeup on his face and wearing the horns he's the face of January 6th. Yeah. I forget the guy's name. He was found guilty of something this week, wasn't he? If I'm not mistaken,
he's guilty of bad makeup. That's for sure.
For sure,
exactly. You know. Yeah. What a schmendrick. I love laying those words on you. Mm-hmm. At number five, we have Madison Crawthorn. Kevin McCarthy at four, Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number three, Ron DeSantis at two, and Joe Biden at number one. Figured I'd get it all in before the break.
All right, so we figured out that Joe Rogan is not funny. Here's the name that might not make it into the list, but because of his conversation, once again, a so-called conservative talk radio personality named Eric Erickson. You think that's his real name? I don't know. I don't know this guy.
I think it is.
It is his real name. Okay. Anyway, he's on WSB in Atlanta. He lost a member of his family to COVID, and I'm not sure where he's been before, but he's been very vocal this past week talking about organized efforts to undermine trust in the vaccine. He says it's evil and it's a sin. So maybe we pick up
Talk about that.
I think that's important to talk about, which we will as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Taliban has prevented four chartered planes that were set to evacuate hundreds of people from Afghanistan from leaving the country. An official at the airport in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif said that the flights were to be full of Afghans that they claimed did not have passports or visas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul said earlier Sunday that there were Americans and Afghan interpreters among those trying to leave on those grounded flights. The State Department later said that it has no reliable way to confirm information about any charter flights, since it no longer has personnel on the ground. And residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Calder Fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to CAL FIRE. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A new report shows that hundreds of schools across the country have shut down due to COVID outbreaks in the last 2 months. The report from Data Service Burbio says that about 1,000 schools have closed for some period of time since late July. The data coming as debates occur in districts across the country over mask mandate policies. Dr. Ashish Shah says the conversations about masks in schools have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bombproof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated. It is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list that is generated by Talkers Magazine every single week, 52 weeks a year. And Michael Harrison is here each week to go through the list and talk about some of the things that people in the inside, if you will, of talk radio, sort of like a can of worms, in a manner of speaking, right?
Some of the there are a number of worms on this list.
Not included in that list, though, is Eric Erickson. We were going to talk about him because he lost a family member to COVID, and apparently he has talked. I haven't, you know, the rap on many of the so-called conservatives, I don't like that term. I call them right-wingers because I think the word conservative has a more important meaning and connotation to it than refers
to nuances between right-winger, Republican, and conservative, definitely.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, there was an article in Newsweek this week. Erickson said on his program, "Listen to this, you idiots. What I care deeply about is that some of you are scared of getting the vaccine because you've heard people on the Internet lie to you, people that don't know that they're even lying. They don't know what the truth is. I don't care that you don't want the vaccine, but if you're out there spreading lies and misinformation and disinformation and willfully undermining people's trust with a vaccine, I care about that a great deal. This guy is a lawyer, apparently, right? Is that right? He's a lawyer.
Councilman? He's also a. I don't know what the word is, but he's a cleric. He's a religious student.
I remember he and I. Wait a minute. Now I remember at Talkers in June. I met him and we had a conversation. He's a redhead. Heavy set guy.
I think he's a very talented host, and I think he's a good person. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not up.
I'm
to
making
speed
a statement.
Okay,
I'll just tell you, and then you go on about him. My statement here has to do with the underpinning of those people on the air who are quote unquote conservative, i.e., I refer to them as right wingers. And they say, many of them, Phil Valentine, an example, Mark Bernier, another example, of two fellas, good guys, friends of ours, that have died of COVID, and they were on the air talking about the vagaries of the vaccine, don't wear a mask, this, that, and the other thing. And I think that's what, in this circumstance, because Erickson lost somebody in his family the same way that Bernier died, and Phil, a painful, horrible death. And so this is his response to people who are saying on the air and off the air that they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the vaccine and the mask, wearing of the mask.
Right. So what is your take on that?
That he is flying counter to and with these other folks.
He's not the only one.
Their tune.
First of all, all conservatives are not necessarily Mike Lindell or Donald Trump conservatives anymore.
Yes, correct.
Many conservatives say that Donald Trump has a death grip on the GOP because you can't win the damn primary without his support. But then when you have his support, you can't win the general election.
Yeah.
And this is a terrible conundrum. But
excuse me for a second. There's a great lesson in civics in that reality in and of itself, which is a great talk radio conversation about how people don't understand, because we don't teach civics anymore, how important the primary is to the outcome of the election. People don't vote in the primary, but that's where the real decisions are made.
Often wind up with the lesser of two evils, because you get the extremists on both sides, because of the fact that people that are more motivated to vote go to the primary, and then they force the issue. But as far as Erickson, I mean, to me, it's a logical thing that you would change your tune or go against the grain if, in fact, something happens to you or something happens to a member of your family that brings it close to home, and it ceases to be some type of an abstraction. So the thing that makes COVID different than so many of the other social issues that we've been fighting about for years on the air is that COVID strikes everybody personally in their home, in their car, in their business. It's not something that affects
somebody
else.
Everybody is vulnerable. It's not
that's the point.
Money you have, all that stuff. Yeah.
And that's what that's why this pandemic, and now it's going on almost 2 years, is starting to really affect the fabric of not only the American psyche, this is going on around the world.
Well, I think you make some really good points here, and that's why I wanted to bring up and tie it in, because I always...
But Erickson's a good guy. I mean, not that I am the judge of everybody's character to the core,
but my
knowledge of people in the business, and you know that I support all points of view because I support the platform as being a meeting place for the exercise of the First Amendment.
Yeah,
I don't push one agenda or another, but I occasionally comment on it. But my main comment is to have people have legitimate views.
He is a good guy. I remember having the conversation with him there. Let's go one step further or one step back. What you just said about what it sounded like equivalency, the business of people, this sort of speaks to the larger issue that is a talk radio issue, and that is what to believe and who to believe and how to ferret out what's true, what's right, what's just. There's so much controversy, and Erickson speaks to that in this piece in Newsweek, as to what is the content of the information that's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Can it be believed? And, you know, it gets, I think you go back around to any bit of information. It's not just on the social media, but how do you know what to believe in general, whether it's listening to the radio to somebody that you believe is right, or reading a newspaper or a magazine or some article that comes from TMZ. Is the only difference between stuff that's gossipy on social media versus that which is quote-unquote credible is the definition of the source? I mean, just because you write for the New York Times, that doesn't mean that you write the correct information and that you are correct, especially with the news media being the New York Times is a premier example of a slanted rag, in my estimation. So,
yeah, but then again, you might be slanted in saying that, you know?
I could be. Maybe I am.
Right. No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just simply pointing out that, you know, my view of this is that, you know, okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah. But
we're
opinion.
Having problems
what's,
dealing with
the
separation
the
of subjective and objective observation.
Mm-hmm. Where are the facts? Isn't that
sometimes there are no facts. Sometimes there's only theory. Sometimes there's only theory, and what happens is we start talking about theory as if it's fact. Look at science.
Right.
Look at science. I mean, most current establishment scientists talk about the Big Bang Theory as a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's a theory.
Right.
Einstein's relativity, which really is the foundation of modern thinking for the past 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, it's a theory. It's not proven. We have to understand the difference between credible theories, ridiculous theories, conspiracy theories.
Well, who's to determine whether it's credible or ridiculous? You?
Yeah, me and you and everybody listening to this. And you have to. And that's why you have to be an adult. That's why you have to be educated. That's why education has to be something that is a teacher should be considered more important than the host of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. But this week. Focus on teachers, at least in my neck of the woods, you may have seen this story as well, teachers who are advocating for positions rather than for just, it's the old question about teaching what to think versus how to think. And there was something in Virginia, it seems to me, that made it onto a talk radio program that I was listening to, the teaching of, it wasn't evolution, but it was something like that. And, you know, how, excuse me, you get into the business of religion, and my religion teaches me this, therefore I'm going to teach you that in the classroom, whereas a lot of people don't have the same point of view because they don't have the same religion. So for this guy, the fact was, according to what he was taught, A, B, C, and D. But the parents of the children in the classroom say you've got no business teaching that because that's not part of the overall curriculum. But yet, there's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so confusing now. Everybody's got an axe to grind and they want to bring it to the surface and woof. So I think we're losing our place. I think we're losing our minds. So let's stop for a minute.
We're going to lose our sponsors if you don't.
We don't play some commercials, right, which we're going to do right now. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. he actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that. I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all.
Select styles, sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, let's get back to our focus on what's going on in the world of talk radio. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm proud to present Michael and his overview of what's going on in the form of his Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com. This week, a talk radio person, a station owner, and a politician all wrapped into one.
Uh-huh. Amazing. Scott James Matheson of Valdosta, Georgia, very interesting guy. He owns the station. He's the morning host there for years, and he was elected mayor of the city about a year and a half ago, and he's juggling it all, and it's an interesting conversation. Then next week on the podcast, it'll be another guy that juggles a lot of things by the name of Doug Steffen.
I'll be sure to listen to that. Let's go back to this guy, Matheson, for a second. You said he juggles a lot of things. Did anybody, did he stay on the air when he was running for mayor, or did he take himself off?
Yeah, he did. He got away with it. And there have been a couple of attempts to claim he's broken some laws, but the court upholded his position. So he's
moving along in his merry way. How would you describe that? The law says that you can't be on.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Equal time that you have to offer to the opposition. Yeah. Maybe that's.
I might be wrong. I don't know. It's all murky to me. Valdosta is a very mysterious place.
It's right in the Florida. It's like
Valdosta.
Valdosta. Yeah, there are people listening in Valdosta.
I know.
And maybe on that station. I'm trying to remember which of the two stations I'm on. I don't remember.
If not, we're going to be off.
Yeah, listen. Hello, Mr. Matheson. How do you do? Mayor Matheson. Michael.
We love you, Mr. Matheson.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The hour now on the quest that we have every week at the end of the week to figure out what the top 5 or 10 stories are. Victoria Keelan stepping up to the ready with the top 5 items from the world of consumer electronics. Sometimes it seems that way anyway. The best tech stories, number 5 this week, Victoria, is HBO Max and YouTube all together. Isn't that exciting? Woohoo!
Well, it's exciting if you have Spectrum TV for your cable, then yeah. So you're getting two of the biggest players in streaming, HBO Max and YouTube, have officially arrived on Spectrum TV. It's the first time that the apps have been supported on Spectrum, and users will be able to access content from both apps right through your cable box. And so this is probably the way that you're going to see a lot of other cable companies going, because that way you're staying with the cable service. You're not actually leaving them and, you know, living off of other streaming services. So they have everything together. Now, the thing is, though, you still do need to pay for the HBO Max subscription. And that's $10 a month if you want to sit through ads, $15 a month if you want to go ad-free. It also unlocks same-day theatrical releases. I know it's a controversial thing, but some people like having the movies without, and you don't have to pay any extra charge.
Boo. So
the movies hit your cable box now the same day that they're in the theaters.
Boo. Okay, number 4 is a focus on Best Buy and what wonderful help they have there.
Yeah, I know. You don't really like Best Buy and the Geek Squad, but a lot of people find them to actually be pretty good. That's so good. Best Buy is, they're actually moving into a new area. They're moving into e-bikes and scooters and mopeds. So during the pandemic, there was a huge rush on e-bikes and just regular bikes in general. And so Best Buy is now going to take advantage of that. And starting in October, 10 Best Buy stores in 9 different locations across various states are going to start carrying the e-bikes and the scooters in stock in the store. In the meantime, you can order them already online if that's a thing that you want to do. And so the year-over-year sales of bikes for the 12 months ending in April of this year, bike sales were up 57%. They reached $6.5 billion from retailers. So I guess Best Buy figures, you know, they can offer the service for these through Geek Squad. You can actually get at-home assembly and fine-tuning for the e-bikes, and that service will start at $100.
Yeah, they don't know what service means as far as I'm concerned, but that was my experience. Okay, number three, Chicago is suing. Who are they suing?
Yeah, the city of Chicago has sued the food delivery services DoorDash and Grubhub for allegedly using deceptive and unfair tactics that hurt restaurants, which were already hurting, during the height of the pandemic last year. The two lawsuits accuse both services of misconduct, including falsely advertising delivery services for restaurants that weren't even participating on these platforms. And so then they charged misleading fees to customers. They hid costs that they added to meals. It's been a mess, and this actually is the second time that a government has filed a lawsuit against Grubhub. In July, in Massachusetts, where you are, the attorney general there sued Grubhub for exceeding a local 15% cap on fees to restaurants, mm-hmm. and so that's also a similar charge that the city of Chicago is making.
And it's the
restaurants were already struggling, and then they're literally being choked by these delivery services, mm-hmm. and the best thing to do, really, if you want to support your local restaurants, call the restaurant yourself and just place an order over the phone. I know I hate calling places, but it's better than, you know, than dealing with the rest of this.
Number two, Microsoft releasing Windows 11. Oh, boy.
Yep, they finally announced that it will be released on October 5th. This is the new operating system that will be available as a free upgrade for eligible Windows 10 PCs, or it will be pre-installed on new hardware. So if you buy a new computer, you will have Windows 11 preloaded. And so there's a lot of early buzz on Windows 11. Tech writers seem to love it, and so I think it's going to be really popular. And we'll see. I mean, you'll have to eventually get it, probably, Doug. On yours. I think you're at 10, though, right?
Yes,
you're
I am.
Windows 10?
Yep.
Yeah. You'll be fine with the upgrade.
Number one on the list, the Tech Talk list this week of the top stories, has to do with Apple.
Well, this was the most controversial story of the week for sure. Apple announced the first U.S. states that will be supporting the iOS 15's new ability to store your driver's license and state ID in the wallet app on your iPhone. Arizona and Georgia will lead the way, with Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will be following. There isn't an exact timetable yet, but what you'll be able to do is, just like you can load your credit card onto your iPhone into the wallet, you'll be able to do the same thing with your state driver's license or ID, and you can even use it when you fly at the TSA. So it'll be helpful when everyone's using the real ID.
That's, in fact, most everybody's got that, I think, by now, haven't they?
They had to bump the date
better
to 2022.
There they are, top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.